seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. It drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Really can't do better than that. Tis the season. We're heading into a weekend with holiday cheer in the air, Christmas shopping, Christmas cookies, family starting to roll in. That could be good or bad. I think it's good. Just a great night here in Wisconsin. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay here at City Deck Landing. Great to have you with me. Riding shotgun, as always, is Conrad. Conrad, how you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing great.
Yeah, I like that shirt. What are you working there? It's like a kind of a, like
it's a quilted flannel. Is the one of the Black Friday deals that I got.
Really?
Yeah.
For yourself?
Yeah, I saw it online and I was like,
I deserve it.
That looks nice.
It looks very warm.
Guess the deal.
$20.
It was $20. Guess how much it was originally.
Originally, $50.
$75.
Whoa.
But
so was
I
the inside
it.
Like fleece or something?
Not really, actually. It's like, it's kind of lined. It's okay. Warmer. It's not like,
yeah.
But yeah, $20.
$20. Marked down from 70. So they say.
So I got this with a puffer jacket.
Okay.
And the puffer jacket didn't come. It said delivered. So I've been online with the Fabletics people trying to get. Like, where is it?
That's how they get you.
Yeah, they just want me to buy another puffer jacket. Sorry, we can't find it. You're going to have to buy another one.
See, you thought you were getting $70 worth of clothes for $20. You got $4 worth of clothes for $20.
Yep.
And that's how they get. And they know you'll give up Eventually, they know you'll give up and stop tracking them down. So don't do it. Yeah, fun show tonight. We've got some fun. This is the day. I'm going to lead with this. I'm not going to bury the lead. Dumb and Dumber was released today, ladies and gentlemen. In 1994, the great Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels teamed up under the great comedy producer, writer, the Farrelly Brothers. That was the film that kind of put them on the map as comedy writers. And the Farrelly style was released to America. And it has been just, they're very prolific. These guys put out so many movies, and they're most of them are great. And Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, in this particular one, to me, I feel like Dumb and Dumber is one of the greatest comedies of all time. And I know that people out there listening might go, oh, it's a silly comedy. Yeah, it is. But when you think about how consistent it is, the pace of it, the gags, the acting, it is a almost a perfect comedy. It's paced well. It's not too long. It's hilarious, first and foremost. And there's a great story about Dumb and Dumber. I heard this. I can't confirm it. It could be, but it's not the kind of thing anybody would make up. Apparently, Dumb and Dumber was being shot. And during the shooting, Peter and Bobby Farrelly got a call. And it was their first movie they were directing. I think they co-directed it. And they were kind of nervous, whatever. During the filming, Ace Ventura came out and made Jim Carrey the biggest star in the world. And all of a sudden, they're shooting a film that is going to be the follow-up to Ace Ventura. They have the biggest movie star in the world in their movie, in their first movie. I mean, this got to be like Merry Christmas to all. What a gift that was.
Lloyd Christmas.
Lloyd Christmas. That's right. But such a cool thing. Oh, all of a sudden we have the... I mean, that's half the battle making a movie is getting people to see it. And to do that, you get a big name in it. And now these guys are making a movie with the big... I mean, what a cool story. So, but Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, two just phenomenal actors in their own right. And they worked really well together. I love the movie. Absolutely love it. When I first saw it in the theater with my wife, I was kind of like, what the heck am I watching? This is so crazy. And then all night, I was just cracking up, laughing at the gags. I was laughing in the theater, too, but I didn't... It was one of those movies I didn't realize how much I loved it until I thought about it later, even though I laughed hysterically. So, I love it. Made before you were born, though, Conrad.
Yeah.
But you still found it?
Oh, yeah. That's... I can't remember, obviously, when I first saw it, but it's one of the earlier comedies that, like, raunchy kind of, you know, that I... watched, I think, and I just was like, this is hilarious.
But you know what? I will take issue with that. I don't even think it's raunchy. There are gags in it where you're kind of like, I mean, there's the Jeff Daniels in the toilet gag, whatever you want. You know,
would you show it to a really like a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old?
I did. I showed it to my kids. I showed it to my kids. And of course, that was their favorite scene when they were 9 and 4. You know, but they laughed at all the right stuff too, like all the Jim Carrey crazy stuff. And it was kind of funny where we lived in LA. We lived in this huge apartment building for a long time, and then we eventually moved out and rented a house. But one of our neighbors is the valet in the movie. His name is Joe Baker. He's an old English comic. He's since passed away. But man, was it fun to talk to him about that movie. And he's the guy that Jim Carrey's throwing money around to and tipping. And he's, thank you, sir. So great. But I love the movie. My kids love it. To this day, it's one of our favorite comedies. Just brings a smile to my face, even thinking about it. It's so great. So that was released today. And it spurred sort of inspired tonight's question. Are we ready to unleash the question on the listeners? Let's do it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite comedy duo? Who is your favorite comedy duo? Comedy team. We'll accept the team too. We're looking for twos though, for the most part. You got one, Conrad?
I don't know if you're gonna like mine.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Kate McKinnon
guess.
And anyone she's in a scene with.
You know, I wasn't thinking about that, but now.
Shoot.
It is Adam Sandler and Kevin James. Those two together are dynamite. They're so funny.
Okay. They've made some big hits, for sure. And you love Mall Cop, right? As do I.
I love Mall Cop.
We bonded over Mall Cop. Yeah, that's tough because it's not like I don't think Adam Sandler's funny. I do. I don't think his movies are great movies. He's funny in them. I'm not a hater by any stretch. But to say greatest, that's
okay.
Putting yourself out there.
There's another one I really like.
Hold on. I'll say this. I like Paul Blart better than I like any Adam Sandler. I think it's got a sweetness to it. I think Kevin James is really funny. And I think there's good comedy in it.
I really like Grown Ups with them. But I guess in Grown Ups, it's not just them too. It's a whole
ensemble.
Okay, I'll actually change my answer because I really...
Oh, no, I don't mean to...
No, because right. I do like these two a lot.
Okay.
And that's Kevin Hart, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Interesting. I haven't seen a movie with those two.
Really?
Together. Yeah,
they're
no.
so funny together.
Yeah.
And they, if you look at bloopers with them, they always just make fun of each other and it's hilarious.
How could they possibly make fun of each other? One's 5 foot one and the other one's a mountain. So, all right, those are both great answers. Conrad says Adam Sandler, Kevin James, and also Kevin Hart and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm going to go old school, and I'm going to say Jackie Gleason and Art Carney, and I might add to that as the night goes on. But I will say for Dumb and Dumber, Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey. I mean, we have a couple clips we'll play, some of our favorite scenes from the movie as the show goes on. But in the meantime, let us know, who is your favorite comedy duo? Could be Laverne and Shirley. You could go with fictional characters. George and Gracie. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. I like two guys we had on this show about a month ago, Steve and Leo. If you watch them do comedy, they were mostly in clubs, but they were on TV quite a bit. The chemistry is unbelievable. They were one of my all-time favorite comedy duos, even though they're not household names. They did go on to write things that became household names, like The Santa Claus and Space Jam and Kicking and Screaming, but they were absolutely just beautiful to watch. So who is your favorite comedy duo or team? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know on the text line or on the app. However you want to reach out, just please reach out. It's always more fun when you guys are part of the show. We have great guests tonight, too. We're going to talk some Packers-Lions with Mike Clemens. Yeah. He'll be along shortly. We'll get Conrad's thoughts on that in just a few as well. I'm sure that was a rough night for you, buddy.
Yeah.
And then we've got at 7:05, Lisa O'Hearn from the Sister Bay Historical Society will be here to talk about their Christmas market days. So there's an event happening in Sister Bay. If you're in Northeast Wisconsin and want to drive up the peninsula, it promises to be a lot of fun, or if you want to take a road trip from anywhere in the state. And then this is very special. What is it, Conrad? It's Friday. That can only mean one thing.
Well, it's Bar Band Friday.
Bar Band Friday, baby. Terry Barr is going to join us at 7:35. She always brings us great music. And the segment was in peril because Terry said, I think someone they were going to have on the show got sick and had to cancel, but she found someone new. And I love the song she sent us. So I can't wait to talk to her about that. It is Bar Band Friday night. Terry will be here at 7:35. As always, so much fun. One of my favorite segments of the week. I have to tell you, we had a meeting today.
Yep.
We had a big company. Well, not a company-wide, but a Northeast Wisconsin.
Station.
Station-wide. That was fun. It was nice to see everybody, but yep. I got to tell you, here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. She comes home, and I said this last night, they're trying to kill us. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets. There's snacks. It's like, what is happening? It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki Zerjev keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I'm not kidding. I probably ate 12 of those today. And the phrase "you are what you eat" is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show. I felt like a Biscoff cookie. I just had that taste in my mouth and I felt kind of doughy. And I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie. I don't know how that happened.
Do you dip them in coffee?
You know what? No, but
it's so good.
If I had a cup of coffee right now, I would do it. No, I know. I love having those in the morning with coffee. I do that periodically. They're so good. I don't know what there's a little ginger in there, maybe something. I don't know how they do it, but they're delicious. And I ate way too many of them tonight. And it reminded me of the time I took Vicodin. I'm going to save this for after the break. This is my Vicodin story. I'll do that. And same way with the Biscoff, I felt like Vicodin. Biscoff's probably a little healthier. All right. And then we have a very special thing coming up, too. Conrad has a new, I don't want to call it perfume, a cologne maybe?
It's a new gig, you know?
Yeah, it's a new gig.
I did a side hustle.
He's trying to become a fragrance millionaire. We'll hear that next, too. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I keep seeing this picture of you. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love that's all so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Earl Ingram.
Mr. Ben Wickler, he is running for the national DNC chair. The fundamental problem was the Democratic brand. Do you think that is the case more than the Harris campaign?
Core answer is yes. The Democratic brand, it's not what we necessarily do or say. It's what people have heard and internalized. And that, to me, is an argument for thinking about how and where we communicate, making sure we are present in places where people are thinking about stuff other than politics.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Sommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge.
What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
One, two, three, four!
Joe in the 715 says, favorite comedy duo is Bob Odenkirk and Chris Farley. Oh, interesting. Man in a Van Down by the River. Matt, what's his name? Matt. I kind of liked it because Bob wrote that sketch. Another great story. While he was a waiter at Ed DeBevick's in Chicago, he looked up at the TV that was on in the restaurant while he was taking someone's order, and Chris Farley was performing the sketch that Bob wrote. And then Bob went on to become a megastar and is one of my favorite performers. So great. That's a great one, Joe. Thank you. From the 608, was going to say Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin, but then I thought of Cheech and Chong and the Smothers Brothers. Too many to pick one. Yes, that's Monica in the 608. I totally agree, Monica. It is hard to, it's just fun to list them, even if you don't have to zero in on any one particular. Bill from Green Bay in the 920 says, pretty bird. That's from Dumb and Dumber. The blind kid holding the bird with no head. That's a great one. Anna from the 608 says, my favorite comedy duo is Woody Harrelson and Dennis Quaid in Kingpin.
I love that.
Another
movie.
Farrelly Brothers movie. I do too. Here, okay, Anna, since you shared that, I'm going to share my favorite, and I'm glad knowing. I think I can say this because I don't think anybody's really going to know what I'm talking about. But Roy comes out and says, morning. Hope you don't mind. I got up a little early, so I took the liberty of milking your cow for you. Yeah, it took a little while to get her warmed up. She sure is a stubborn one. Then pow, all at once. Mr. Bork says, we don't have a cow. We have a bull. Oh, my God. I forgot about that line. And then the woman who, she was in Something About Mary, too. When Woody Harrelson, she makes Woody Harrelson sleep with her. Because he was late on the rent. And then he's puking, and her line is, she's laying in bed, and she says, I don't know what it is about good sex. It always makes me have to crap. Oh, he says, you really jarred something loose there, Tiger. Very funny stuff. Great text. Keep them coming. Who is your favorite comedy duo or comedy team? Send us your text. We'll read it on the radio. All right, this is exciting. We have a new, we're starting to roll out some merch here at Nightlight. And if you're wondering what to buy people for Christmas, I think this could be helpful. It's pretty inexpensive. When you say, Conrad, I mean, you're not asking for the moon here when it comes to money.
Well, let me just tell you a little how this side gig came to be. You know, it was just a random Tuesday, and I see email from Quick Trip. I'm like, well, that's kind of, never really receive emails. And they said, hey, Conrad, you're one of our most loyal customers. We want to do something special for you this holiday. I was like, well, that's cool. And I never rolled anything out before. And they said, we got a big idea for you. How would you like to have your name on some cologne?
Wow.
I was like, I can't pass that up.
With the Quick Trip logo above it. That's yeah. Let's talk about chick magnet.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear the ad. Conrad put this together. This is for his own merch. Keep an open mind, folks. Christmas is right around the corner.
Introducing Con's new scents. Smell like Quick Trip. I know what you're thinking. Why would that smell good? But just imagine putting it on in the morning. Fresh, warm donuts, coffee, chicken sandwich, gasoline, a fresh car wash. Those tree things that make your car smell nice. Quick Trip. Cologne by Con.
So lonely, Quick Trip.
I love it. You really did some serious research there. Those tree things that make your house.
You know, it just flowed.
We're going to have to hear that again at some point of the night because I think all those fragrances rolled into one. You could do that. You could buy Conrad Quick Trip by Conrad or Conrad by Quick Trip, or just put a couple slices of bologna in your pockets. Smell similar,
yes.
I'm not sure if we can lift the Modelo music like we did. We could probably get in trouble for that. We probably should have ran that by Todd first. But there, what would you pay for that? What would you charge?
Right, currently...
A bottle that is like the size of like a little energy thing or something?
So it's actually in a gasoline can.
Oh.
And it has the Quick Trip logo on it.
It's just kind of a blue-collar smell.
Yeah, and I'm selling it for $120.
$120, folks.
Plus shipping.
Line up. Text us if you're interested, and we'll steer you in the right direction. You could smell like Conrad throughout the holidays. Don't just limit it to Christmas. Listen, if you're if you all make Conrad a fragrance millionaire, I realize we're gonna have to hire a new producer. But if I could see Conrad sitting in a mansion over the Fox River, you'd probably want Lambeau Field in your view.
I'd just be living in Lambeau Field.
You'd be living in Lambeau Field, exactly. to go from that to the Packers, we should probably put some cushion in there. Let's talk about your feelings about the game after we talk to Mike.
Okay.
Because when Mike is here at 6:35, he'll probably help you formulate how exactly you feel about the game. Jim from the 920 says, oh, let's see so many Martin and Lewis. Yarnell, Shields and Yarnell, yes. Gleason and Kearney, yes. So many. Thank you, Jimmy. Right. I said Gleason and Kearney, but like what Joe did with Odenkirk and Farley, even if you do one film together, you can be a great comedy team as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going to add Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin to my list from Midnight Run, one of my all-time favorite movies. They played off each other perfectly. So keep those suggestions coming. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Who is your favorite comedy duo? You know, this is kind of weird. I was going to do a whole thing on this, but I can't seem to get the guest I want. Jim Abrahams died. He was a great comedy writer. He wrote Naked Gun. He worked with the Zucker Brothers a lot. They were also Wisconsin guys. Jim, as I understand it, grew up in northern Wisconsin or vacationed there. I don't have the whole story yet, but spent a fair amount of time in northern Wisconsin. And he was part of some phenomenal films. I'm Facebook friends with Pat Proft, who also wrote Hot Shots and Naked Gun. And Pat wrote Real Genius, which we talked about recently on this show. John Grimes was on the show. Uncle Rico, he was in Real Genius. I really want to get Pat on the show. I don't know if he's a radio type guy. I don't even know him. But I did. I reached out to him through Facebook Messenger. I just wrote him this glowing message saying how I'd love for him to come on and talk about his friend Jim Abrahams and some of the work they did together. And he just sent a heart back. So he acknowledged it.
I don't know what that means.
He acknowledged it like, hey, thanks for the great words. But I guess that means he doesn't want to come on the radio. So I'm going to pursue this, though. Kind of like I did with, what was her name? Sophia Coppola.
Yeah.
All right, Mike Clemens is coming up next, folks, to tell us everything we know about last night's game with the Packers and the Lions. It's Night Light with Peach Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. After bird flu was found in it, health officials recommended people stop drinking unpasteurized milk. Now the U.S. Department of Agriculture will test samples nationwide.
The federal government says that the newly ordered tests of raw milk samples for bird flu will start in less than 2 weeks. They'll take place at large dairy processing facilities in about 10 states as the USDA tries to drill down what farms and which herds are infected. Right now, how big of a problem this is a bit of a mystery.
ABC's Stephen Osunsami escaped from New York. Police here say the man believed to have shot and killed United Healthcare chief exec Brian Thompson this week got on a bus out of town shortly after the killing. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward. A Supreme Court ruling got convicted January 6 rioter Guy Reffitt out of one count. The judge who initially sentenced him to 87 months in prison resentenced Reffitt Friday to 80 months. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks kept it close. The game featured 11 ties, 14 lead changes, but Boston pulled away and got the win, 111-105. Doc Rivers pretty much summed it all up.
I thought we played great basketball for 3.5 quarters, and then I thought in the fourth quarter, the last 7 minutes, we went away from our execution that we were doing all game, a lot of tough shots. So, good learner for us. You know, the one thing when you watch them, they don't do that. They resist. Even in their ISOs, when they're covered, they put the ball on the floor to make plays for each other. I didn't think we did that tonight.
The Bucks are now 0-9 when they play in Boston. Men's college basketball today. Marquette hosting Wisconsin this afternoon in Milwaukee. The women's college volleyball tournament, the Badgers and Golden Eagles, are in the Sweet 16, headed to the regionals next week. Last night, the Badgers beat number 7th-ranked Georgia Tech at the Fieldhouse in Madison 3-1. Marquette held out in a thriller over Utah 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs in the low to mid 40s. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Mostly cloudy and highs in the upper 30s on your Sunday. For Sunday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 30. Slight chance of snow Monday, mostly sunny, otherwise 40.
Right now, it's 28.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, who will address all our health needs to make us more efficient TV watchers. Then Nightlight will really go up in smoke when I welcome Rose Bauman from Legacy Cigars.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. We are barreling toward the weekend. Our question tonight is, who is your favorite comedy duo? And you can get in on the fun. I love reading your texts. I love when you guys are part of the show. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. My most recent one I thought of was Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro in Midnight Run. Absolutely love it. A must watch if you haven't seen it. Right now, I'm about to become maybe not a comedy duo, but I'm teaming up here with Mike Clemens of Civic Media. He is he's one of our own. He's one of the family. Would you call him family, Conrad?
Of course.
Yeah, I'd love to be a Clemens. He joins us now on the Packers beat. Mike Clemens, how are you, buddy?
Groucho and Chico in Day at the Races.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. I knew you were going to have somebody, Mike. That's a great one.
Well, I was thinking about the Avery Schreiber and Burns. Was it Schreiber and Burns that were on Ed Sullivan when I was a kid?
Oh, wow.
You've had Tom Dreesen on the show, right?
Yeah.
You know, and he started out with Tim.
Tim Reed.
Tim, yeah.
Yeah.
And that, you know what? I've actually seen some of their stuff now on YouTube. They were great together.
They were, and Tom told me when he was on the show, they were the first interracial comedy duo, I believe. And I believe him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of groundbreaking.
I heard part of the interview, too. So, but anyway, they were brilliant together, and Tim was brilliant in as Venus Flytrap and WKRP in Cincinnati, and Tom is, you know, respected by Letterman. I mean, people just love him and his comedy and all the charity stuff that he's done.
And he opened for Sinatra for decades. I mean,
and he's got great Sinatra stories, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he just calls him Frank. I mean, how cool is that? You know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, it's great to have you, Mike. I know I was going to ask Conrad his feelings about the game last night, but I thought we would do better to listen to you first and help you digest what happened last night. Was it that close? Is Dan Campbell crazy? Should the Packers have won? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know what I want to do is first just get out a couple of headlines that we're watching.
Yeah.
The Bucks are in Boston tonight to take on the Celtics, and what's really significant is they finally get Chris Middleton back.
Yeah.
He had surgery on both his ankles last summer after some injuries he had at the end of last season.
Right.
But they're excited to finally have him back. Another basketball game is tomorrow when the Wisconsin Badgers men's team goes to Milwaukee to play Marquette at Fiserv Forum, and that's at 12:30.
Yeah.
And then tonight at the Fieldhouse in Madison, the Wisconsin women's volleyball team is in that tournament, led by Sarah Franklin, who was named Big Ten Player of the Year for a second year in a row. That's never happened for the Badgers. And they're taking on number 7th-ranked Georgia Tech. But the rest of the time, I want to talk to the people, Pete, that maybe didn't get a chance to see the game last night and wonder what everything that's going on, okay? So I want to keep it simple, but tell them the significance of what happened last night. First of all, the Detroit Lions have had a horrible team for there was a stretch there up until a couple of years ago, up until Dan Campbell took over as their head coach, where they had not won a game in Wisconsin, beating the Packers, for 26 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was even when they had Matthew Stafford at quarterback.
Wow.
There was a season 10, 11 years ago where they went 0-16. Didn't win a game all year. So Dan Campbell came on about 2 years after Matt LaFleur started in Green Bay. And I think he won one game his first year. I think he went 1-6 the next year. And then they started to turn around.
Right.
And now I think he's beaten the Packers five out of six games?
Six out of seven. I saw that.
Is that it?
Chiron last night.
Six out of seven.
Yeah.
They won their 11th game in a row last night, which breaks the franchise record or sets a new standard. It'd been 90 years since they'd won 8 games in a row back in 1934 when the first name of the head coach was a guy named Potsy. So there they are. I mean, I'm in Detroit still. I'm going to come back to Wisconsin tomorrow. They have signs everywhere, Pete, on TV, billboards. T-shirts that say "All In." They cannot believe how good this team is, and they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And last night they had a pretty amazing performance because they came into the game with 18 of their players on injured reserve. Most of them can't return.
Whoa.
13 of them are on defense. Four of the guys who started for Dan Campbell and their defensive coordinator on defense, four of them, were not members of the Lions a week ago. They're signing guys off the street. So it's that against Jordan Love and that offense that put on such a nice show on Thanksgiving night against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
They drew 34 million viewers from Lambeau Field last week, which set a new ratings record. Last year, the record was broken by the Packers when they came here to Detroit and beat the Lions, who were heavily favored then, the young, you know, Packers team, Jordan Love's first year at quarterback. And they shocked them. They jumped out to a 20-6 lead and beat them. That was 33 million on Thanksgiving Day. So I haven't seen what the numbers were from last night's game. I'm sure that they're huge. But the Lions have this tremendous offense led by Jared Goff at quarterback and two great running backs in Jahmyr Gibbs, who's speedy, and David Montgomery, a former Bear. Mm-hmm. They've got a lot of guys on this team that have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
You know, their quarterback, Jared Goff, he'd played for the Rams, and the Rams traded Jared Goff, their quarterback, to the Lions for Matthew Stafford and a bunch of draft picks. And Stafford ended up taking the Rams to a Super Bowl and winning it.
Right.
But Jared Goff has played with a guy with his chip on his shoulder. Now he's on the hot team. And last night they jumped out to a 17-7 lead over the Packers. Then in the second half, Keyshawn Nixon, a defensive back for the Packers, picked off Jared Goff. Not easy to do. He's a very accurate passer this year. And then Jordan Love and the offense was able to score. And the Packers took the lead for the first time in the game in the third quarter. And it went back and forth and back and forth. Then it gets down to the last couple of minutes. And the Lions get the ball, and son of a gun, they complete a couple of passes over the middle, and they get down to the 21-yard line. And there's like 43 seconds left. And the clock is starting to tick away. And people just assumed, okay, it's third and one. They're trying to see if they can extend it, keep the ball away from the Packers, kick a winning field goal because it's tied at 31-31. And instead, after third and one, the Lions use a timeout, and Dan Campbell, the head coach, is standing there, and he's like, he's thinking about it. So he goes back and sends the offense back out there on fourth and one. Like, you don't have to.
Right.
Just kick a field goal, and you'll go ahead. But he did not want to let Jordan Love back on the field with, you know, maybe 37 seconds and a, you know, chance to run three or four plays. You know, there was a time 7 or 8 years ago where we were here, and Aaron Rodgers had trailed the whole game, and then he threw a 61-yard Hail Mary to Richard Rodgers, and they beat the Lions the last play of the game. They called it the miracle at Motown. And, you know, even though Dan Campbell wasn't here for that, he knows that's in the minds of Lions fans. So they went for it on fourth and one. So the quarterback, Jared Goff, takes the ball. He's going to hand it off to his power running back, David Montgomery, and Goff falls down on his knee. He falls down. He still manages to get the ball into the running back's hands, who runs off to the right, picks up 7 yards. Then they run another play. Then they kick the field goal with 2 seconds left, and they walk off the field winners 34-31. And Jordan Love is standing there in the sidelines without a second chance. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Mike, it's unbelievable, but it's also, like you said, there were 34 seconds left on the clock, and the Packers didn't have any timeouts, and he still didn't want them to have the ball. Like,
no.
Is Dan Campbell just gutsy enough, or is he going to cost his team a Super Bowl? He cost them a playoff game, I think it was last year. He almost cost them the game last night when he went for it on fourth down.
You're right. It was actually the NFC Championship.
Okay, right.
The 49ers. And there was twice in that game he went for it on fourth down, failed. The 49ers took advantage and scored. And some people blame his decision to go. The thing about it on fourth down is this. You know, you've got first down, second down, third down. And then, unless you're in the other end of the field and your opponent's end of the field, you know, you're over the 50-yard line, traditionally, it's just, okay, it's fourth down. We don't want to risk it. We'll punt. We'll put the ball down the other end of the field. We'll let our defense get out there. Now, some people thought with all those injuries on the Lions' defense, he didn't trust his, you know, he was going to trust his offense,
okay.
But he didn't trust his defense with all those, you know, fill-in guys, substitute players, to do it. And we talked at a kind of a round table in the press box with some of the guys from the Detroit media, a couple of national guys were there, and they said, first of all, one guy covered Dan when he was with the Miami Dolphins, and Joe Philbin, former Packers offensive coordinator, got fired. So Dan became the interim coach, and they went from like a 1-4 record, 1-3 record, to they finished 5-17, or 5-7 rather, 5-7.
Right.
But those Dolphin players loved him as a coach. They wanted him to stay, but the Dolphins didn't hire him. So instead he gets his chance a few years later here as the head coach of the Lions. And you know what? He calls it Danalytics, you know? He goes with his gut.
Yeah.
He doesn't go with the chart, with the analytics. He not only wants his offense to believe that they can convert on a fourth and one, he wants his defense to believe that, okay, and if the offense doesn't do their job, I trust you guys will be able to do their job. So last night he went for it on fourth down five times.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Five times. And one time he did it from his own 30-yard line, and they failed. The Packers stopped him. Jordan Love got the ball and scored.
That's the voice of Mike Clemens, by the way, our favorite sports guy who is joining us here on Nightlight. We're breaking down the Packers-Lions game from last night. The advantage, and I was talking about this with my dad last night, Mike, when you go for it that much on fourth down, you know he's not just sending them out there to draw a team off. Like, that seems like that would give him an advantage, right? Like, they might be going for it, so maybe they will jump, or, you know, they're not going to just draw people off. I mean, he's just a very interesting guy.
Well, if you were on the defensive line for the Packers, and this guy is trying to run it against you now for a fifth time in the game, when all he has to do is kick a field goal,
right.
You're probably there saying, don't jump off sides. Don't jump off. He's trying to draw us. He's trying to sucker us into it. He's just going to have Jared Goff back there and call signals until the play clock runs out and see if we'll, you know, give him another 5 yards or something like that. No, they ran the play.
That's crazy.
Which may have surprised the Packers defense. There's a stat. Since Dan Campbell took over as head coach of the Lions, they've gone for it on fourth down over the past 4 or 5 years 140 times, and they've converted it 77 times. Most attempts in the NFL, most conversions in the NFL. That's just who they are.
Yeah.
They use up all four downs wherever they are.
So assuming, you know, they'll be the favorite in the NFC, I guess, if they stay the course, and the Packers, what does this do for the Packers play? It seems like they're going to the playoffs. Conrad was pretty, you know, confident about that earlier, but it's such a tough division. You got the Vikings, the Lions, the Packers. Where do you see, as of right now, like, where would the Packers be seated?
Well, they'd be a wild card team because I don't know if their chances are obliterated at winning the division or nil.
Yeah.
But there's four games left. And the Lions, you know, they've moved on. First of all, this whole city is just nuts over this game.
I can't imagine.
Because the Packers, you know, between Favre and Rodgers and now Jordan Love, has been such a nemesis for them. And LaFleur, you know, as head coach now in his sixth year.
Yeah.
But they checked off that box last night with Green Bay. And now their next game, they get this weekend off just like Green Bay does. Then they got to play the Buffalo Bills. But here in
that's
Detroit.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's going to be a great game.
And then a couple more games after that. So they're thinking about home field advantage. And what's on the Lions' mind right now is what are the Philadelphia Eagles are doing? Because the Eagles have come on very strong in the second half of the season. And what's going on with the Vikings, who are in their own division? As for the Packers, well, a guy got in that locker room, and I talked to Josh Jacobs, who, again, had some big plays, the running back for the Packers. I talked to Tucker Kraft, the great young tight end.
Mike, can we just pause?
We'll take
just
a break. For a second?
Yeah, and then come. Let's pick
sure.
up with that in the locker room.
All
yesterday.
Right.
All right, Mike Clemens is with us here on Nightlight. It's a Friday night edition. I'm Pete Schwabba. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I just can't look, it's killing me.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There's a problem with their design, bargain buildings, ways.
Mike Clements is with us. Always fun to have Mike on the show. We're talking about the Packer Lion game from last night, a tough loss for the Packers. Talking some Dan Campbell, and Mike was in the locker room last night after the game. Let's pick it up there, Mike.
Get in the Packers locker room, and you know something? It wasn't like they were really down and out. I mean, I saw, you know, Jordan Love there at his locker, and it was like, okay, we still got four games left. You know, we're in the middle of the season. We got things to do. And I was kind of surprised by that, but that's, you know what? As I thought more about it, that goes back to how young the Packers roster is right now. They have long careers ahead of them. You know, when you get guys that are in their eighth or ninth year and they know how precious some of these opportunities are. So the Packers are at 9-4, and you go and talk to Josh Jacobs, who's just so pleased to be out of the Raiders and with this team right now. Mm. But a tough loss to the Lions, who clearly are, you know, the class, you know, the best team in the NFC North Division right now. And he said, you know what? We'll see these guys again. And he's like, no, Josh, they beat you at Lambeau. They just beat you tonight here at Ford Field. They, you know, you face a team in your division twice a year. What are you talking about? No, playoffs. Well, we'll be back here in Ford Field as the wild card team in the playoffs. And then Tucker Kraft pretty much said the same thing. Yeah, we'll probably see these guys again. And then you know what that is? They're repeating what their coach had just said in his post-game speech. And so that's LaFleur going into this locker room that just lost on a last-second field goal that had been in a real battle, that had lost a couple of players. Evan Williams has done such a great job as a rookie at safety. He had a concussion. He still looked woozy in the locker room. Javon Bullard, I think it was an ankle injury. I think I saw them sizing him up with crutches to get onto the team bus. But I think LaFleur came in there and said, guys, you played your hearts out. There's a lot of things that we need to improve and clean up. But I'm telling you, we'll see these guys again. We'll be back here in the postseason. So, and that you see, is LaFleur making sure these guys understand. Now you got four games left. Don't give up. Your season's not over. It's not over. And so you have something to think about and work about, and as you rest up this weekend, as we come back. And they're gonna go to Seattle next weekend on Sunday Night Football and play the 7-5 Seahawks, led by quarterback Geno Smith. They got the Saints coming into Lambeau. Taysom Hill, the former Packer, he's been placed on IR. He got the start of quarterback down there. So he won't be in the game. And then you got to play the Vikings up in Minnesota on New Year's Eve weekend. And then you finish up the season in early January at home against the Chicago Bears.
So Seattle's not going to be a cakewalk. I mean, they're kind of hot right now, right?
They're the leaders in their division out there. And they've won some big games. They've won some big games.
Wow. So, Mike, tell me, if I could go off script here, tell me, my Bears, how much of a mess are they? Just the entire organization. So much drama going on there.
Chronically, what's the problem with them for the last 10 or 15 years, essentially since Lovie Smith left, and he'd build up a great defense that got them to a Super Bowl but lost to Peyton Manning and the Colts, is it's ready, fire, aim. You know, you have to hire a GM. You have to let him alone. You have to give him money to get a scouting department. Then he hires a head coach, and then they go out and draft a player together to be the quarterback and to be the key players in there. And instead, they get, Mitch Trubisky, and then they have a defensive coach in there. And then they got to change coaches and get a different one. And by that time, they find out Trubisky's not working out. Okay, let's get another quarterback. So they get Justin Fields. And then they got Matt Eberflus, a defensive coach, in there. And, it goes on and on and on and on. And then on top of that, Eberflus is a very good defensive coordinator. That's why he got the job. And I think they were sold on, we're the Bears. We survive on defense. 40 years ago, we won a championship with the 85 Bears defense. But no, you just drafted the number one pick at quarterback, and you don't have a running game. And so, you need an offensive coach. So maybe they'll get it right this time. They're going to keep Ryan Poles, the GM. They need to get themselves an offensive coordinator. And a lot of people think they're going to go after the Lions offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Ben Johnson, who's doing a tremendous job right now. Whether he's actually a head coach, ready to be an administrative head coach yet, remains to be seen. I think the Bears would be better if they got someone with some experience.
It's a different animal, because you're right. Who knows what kind of head coach he'll be, and I'm sure, it's just crazy. If you had to make a prediction today, Mike, about Super Bowl, you think it's Lions-Buffalo, Lions-KC? Do you think the Packers surprise people in the postseason? What would your picks be?
I tell you, right now, Eagles and Lions, that's going to be a game to watch.
Yeah.
And I can't get past the Chiefs, just
it's
what
tough.
They do. There's other people. We had this talk in the press box till 3 o'clock in the morning. And a lot of guys say, I wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs lose this year in the first round. They've been getting away with murder.
Yeah.
They've been getting away with penalty calls and last-minute plays and things like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe the Bills finally beat them this year. But I'll tell you what. I know one guy is happy, Roger Goodell, because the ratings are going to be great for these games the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah. Mike, thank you so much, buddy. Always fun.
Thanks, Pete.
And have a great weekend. Keep up the great work. All right, thanks. That's Mike Clements. Does that help you out in any way, Conrad? You got the...
I know Dan Campbell has guts, and it took guts to do that, so I respect it. But at the same time, I really wish Jordan Love had time on that field.
Well, especially, I didn't know they had that many guys injured on defense. I kind of don't blame them for going for it now on fourth down. That makes kind of sense. All right. Hey, Lisa O'Hearn is here coming up next. She is from the Sister Bay Historical Society and is going to tell us about a really cool event. I still have to tell my Vicodin story, too. We'll get to that, too. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Stay tuned for award-winning news over the break, and then we will be back with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, update you on the news, and get you into the holiday season as we prepare to travel to Seattle. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. One step closer to a TikTok ban, a federal appeals panel upheld the law requiring TikTok to be sold to a U.S.-approved owner or be shut down.
TikTok says it will look to the Supreme Court. A big question is where President-elect Trump now stands. In his first term, Trump called for a ban on TikTok, and his incoming FCC chair has long advocated for that. But in this last campaign, Trump suggested he would save the app. The law upheld by the appeals court requires a sale by January 19th, allowing for a one-time presidential waiver based on active steps to divest.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The FBI says it's assisting New York police in this week's murder of UnitedHealthcare chief exec Brian Thompson. Police say the assassin hopped the bus out of New York after the killing. A source tells ABC News President-elect Trump called President Biden over the holiday to wish him happy Thanksgiving, their first chat since Trump visited the White House after winning the election. This is ABC News. A Just Say No proposal in Texas has Republicans in that state split. ABC's Jim Ryan tells the tale.
While a growing number of states legalize recreational marijuana, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has made banning all consumable THC in Texas a legislative priority. Some of his fellow Republicans can't support that.
If it'll help a toothache, I'm for it.
Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller favors expanding access to medical marijuana.
Anything that will relieve pain or suffering for somebody, we just need to open it up to everybody.
But the Lieutenant Governor is priming the legislature for a clampdown on THC. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Talk about a blast from the past. 20 years after The Simple Life, Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie have reunited for a new three-part special. In Paris and Nicole, the encore, they're putting on an opera. They also recreate some of their Simple Life moments and revisit Arkansas. The episode starts streaming on Peacock next week. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports. and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station.